trouble for Tiger Woods, arrested in Jupiter, Florida.
Officers approached his car just after 2 a.m. Monday night to find Tiger asleep behind the wheel.
The 41-year-old charged with driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
He told police he didn't know where he was. His speech, the report says, was extremely slow and slurred.
This is Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A police report says that there was no alcohol in his system at the time of his arrest.
He was given a breathalyzer test and blew a .000. However, Woods did tell police he took prescription medications.
This, just the latest blow for the professional golfer struggling to get his career back on track.
I'm trying everything I can to be able to get back and play. I know that the mind is sharp. I just need to get the body willing to do it.
Many of us have cheered for Tiger Woods to make a comeback, to come back to the spotlight, be the focus of the sports world again. This is not exactly what we had in mind. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. The only peek we have of Tiger Woods' life now looks hellish. By now, we have all seen his mugshot, where he looks puffy, balding, and just plain out worn out. There are claims he was DUI. In the last hours, he has released a statement saying, oh no, he was not, that was an unexpected reaction to a mix of prescription drugs. Well, we'll find out the truth very soon. Long story short, Tiger Woods' golfing great has been pulled over with yet another incident allegedly involving drugs and or alcohol. Now, ask yourself, when the day is done and the dust settles, what do you remember about Tiger Woods? Okay, 14 championships. He's second only to Jack Nicklaus. 79 career PGA Tour victories. Second only to Sam Snead. 142 consecutive cuts over 7 years, second to no one. I can't even count the millions and millions of dollars of endorsements he's made with Nike, Rolex, Cadillac. Or will you remember this mugshot? Or will you remember the 2009 Thanksgiving night sex scandal when somebody, I'm not pointing the finger at his then wife, beat in the window of his car after it was revealed a string of infidelities from everything to Waffle House waitresses to various people he had met on the PGA Tour? With me right now, of course, Alan the Duke Duke and Preston Halliburton, DUI lawyer. Let me first go to you, Preston. Thank you for being with us on your way to court.
Well, Nancy, you did describe him as a great athlete, what we remember. I remember him as a legend. I still want to remember him as a legend, but what you described to me is a human. Humans make mistakes. So I don't know whether or not what type of mistake he made in this situation. It is a little bit concerning, Nancy, some of the comments he's made that he's apologizing, saying that he's never going to let this happen again.
Well, I do on one level, Preston. With me, DUI expert Preston Halliburton. I agree on one level, and that level is the legal angle, because when you say, I'll never let this happen again, that's tantamount to saying, okay, I did it, hands up in the air. But with him, A, he's probably not going to go to jail on a DUI, okay? Just that's the harsh reality of it. But
sure,
he's going to possibly lose millions and millions, I'm talking $40 million of endorsements. So to appease the public and his fans, maybe that's why he gave the statement.
And I think the real question here, Nancy, is given the type of DUI it was, allegedly it's involving lawfully prescribed medication. That's a phenomenon that's going on in this country where you have young kids taking Adderall, maybe having one drink, having an unforeseen reaction, or an elderly person, which I often see, which is lawfully prescribed medication. So the defense needs to, the nexus of the defense would center around an individual who's had three back surgeries, taking a lawfully prescribed medicine, having an unforeseen or abnormal response to a lawfully prescribed medicine. It could happen to anyone. The problem, Nancy, is you know as well as I do, when you get in front of a jury, if it were ever go that far, given the overwhelming knowledge in the medical community now and the warnings that doctors give their patients before prescribing that medication, types of medication, pain medication, it'd be a hard sell for a criminal defense attorney to say this was unforeseen. But oftentimes right on the label it will say recommended not to operate heavy machinery or do not drive at all or do not mix alcohol at all.
Well, here's the let me just say the fly in the ointment that one of the officers said it smelled like alcohol in the car. It smelled like alcohol. That's the problem.
That's a always know that. They're going to smell alcohol, but that's not an objectively observed truth.
I'm going to pause and thank our awesome sponsor, our partner in today's podcast. And I'll start with a story out of Racine, Wisconsin. A house catches on fire. Nobody's home. It took a while for neighbors to even notice the problem, but at the end of the day, there were $40,000 damages. If you're not home when a fire starts, who will be there to save your house, your belongings, your home? For Simply Safe home security user Trisha, Simply Safe was there. She was on vacation. Her home caught fire. She was vacationing three states away from home. But with Simply Safe, her smoke alarm went off, the fire department was alerted immediately, and they arrived in time to save Trisha's home. Simply Safe has round-the-clock professional security monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month. Round-the-clock, 24/7, 365 monitoring. Now that is peace of mind. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch, lightning fast response time in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today and you get a special 10% discount. SimplySafe.com/Nancy, SimplySafe.com/Nancy for the 10% off your home security system. Now let's get back to our podcast. Don't get me wrong, Alan and Preston. This is a time I think we should hope for the best for Tiger Woods, not help drag him down. On the other hand, everybody saw him go through this horrible, horrible lapse of judgment with repeated infidelities. And this goes to prove to you two guys, you know, men cheat down. They cheat down. I'm just telling you two. They cheat down. He had this beautiful Nordegren, and was his wife, just absolutely beautiful, had stood by him for years and years and years, had the two children with him, a boy and a girl, and what did he do? Cheated with everything that walked in front of his face. He couldn't stop. Now, of course, some guys will say, oh, I have sex addiction. You know what? Save it. Don't even go there. I don't want to hear those two words out of either one of your mouth.
We're all made differently, and we do all have our own sins. We all have our own infirmities. So.
Yeah. Okay, great. Fine. Yes, each little snowflake is different. I understand, Preston. So each little snowflakes usually don't cheat on their wives in gigantic and to a gigantic scale. And that was added into the crash he had Thanksgiving night 2009. Everybody was rooting for him then to work things out and come through because he's a success story. I mean, Alan, the Duke, one of the things I have talked about before many times is his example. You remember at the end of every golf match, his father would go out and meet him.
Right.
His father who helped make him great. And then when his father passed away and he would be walking that last round, I would always imagine his dad meeting him in spirit. I mean, I wanted Tiger Woods and want Tiger Woods to do well. But this is bad. A lot of people look up to him.
Right.
And it ain't the first time, people.
In the end, I predict this will be a very small snapshot, literally snapshot, mugshot in his life. I think he'll, you know, do fine hiring a prescription type of attorney that defends these type of cases. And I predict he'll do just fine. He'll come back. This is too many judges, too many President Bush had a DUI. Dick Cheney had two of them. So I think we're really, really having a draconian reaction.
I don't know that I'd really want to be in that pot to stew along with Cheney and Bush, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We've already been through this with him, okay? I'm sorry, I can't get the image of him and that waitress in the back of the Waffle House parking lot out of my head. But, Alan, how much money is he set to lose? I know Nike won't dump him. I mean, because everybody represents Nike, no matter how many convictions, no matter, you know, it doesn't matter to Nike. But other advertisers make here, like Cadillac or Rolex.
Well, with Nike, it's Just Do It, so they're okay with all of that, I guess. But yeah, it could be tens of millions of dollars.
I mean, they'll let any thug, you know, represent Nike. What, dear?
It could be tens of millions of dollars, but actually, in November of 2009, when he crashed that Cadillac near his home in Florida, and he was attacked, I guess his car was attacked by his angry, soon-to-be ex-wife.
By an unknown person.
He claimed then that he was under the effects of Ambien. We really need to dig into that. I don't think that Ambien can account for everything.
Oh, I forgot.
Yes, he did. I don't think everything can be blamed on Ambien, but
damn Ambien! You know, I will tell you this though, guys. Hold on, I do have this to add in, and I mean, again, this is his second go around with me, so I'm not as inclined to believe that. And we're going to get the blood test. I assume he had to undergo a blood test, but
the booking records indicate he did take a blood test.
Okay. I had a very dear friend, Preston, very dear, a woman that prosecuted with me for years. She, her specialty, which I would have, you know, shot my foot if I had to do it, was child support recovery, which basically you go after deadbeat dads. And I applaud that, but I wanted to be in court and get, you know, violent felons behind bars. She was awesome, had a boy and a girl. And she was having dental surgery, and she took something the dentist had prescribed for her, unknowing that she was taking, I don't know, sleeping pills or Ambien or something like that. And the mix of the two, she went to sleep that night. She never woke up.
It can happen, yes.
It can happen, and it did happen to her. And to this day, I think about her all the time. Her children have grown up without a mom. It can happen. So I know it can happen, but I'm not ruling this out I'm not ruling out booze because A, the cops smelled it. B, they said Tiger Woods was arrogant and was basically an a-hole. And C, he's got a track record. So when you don't know a horse, look at his track record, people. Am I crazy or what?
No, it's a natural inclination, but obviously, you know, it's still not illegal for him to have a lawfully prescribed medicine and have an adult beverage. Does it make him a less safe driver is the issue, and that's an officer's decision. You're relying on someone with very little intro-level training at a police academy, Nancy.
Oh, please, don't even. I mean, he's on the dash cam, and that's going to, you know, we'll see that. I can't believe you're coming down on the cop, Preston.
The cop might be very well trained. I don't know enough, but you did mention blood. Now, that'll be the true serum. Now, was it a voluntary test? Or was there a search warrant? Now, if he voluntarily wanted his blood to prove his innocence, that would speak volumes. And then we would have to bring in a pharmacologist and a toxicologist to refute the exact levels of that medication.
Can we talk just for a second about his current sponsors? I know he's got a $20 million a year deal with Nike Golf. And they signed him up back in 1996, and he has become synonymous with Nike Golf for now 21 years. Now, on a last day charge, he was wearing a red sweatshirt with Nike on it. You know, that's his what he would always wear, red at the end. There's Bridgestone Golf, that's $2 million a year. Who else does he represent, Alan?
Rolex.
Yeah, you're right, Rolex. He's with Upper Deck, which is a sports card collectible firm. Hero Motor Group, $8 million a year. That's an Indian motorbike maker. Wow. I didn't even know what that was. Hero Motor Group. Kowa, that's a Japanese pharmaceutical firm. That may not look too good right now to be repping a pharmaceutical firm. And TaylorMade Golf, that he uses their golf clubs, and he signed with them in 2017. I don't know how he can use their golf clubs when he represents Nike Golf, but I guess that's not Nike Golf Wear. What about the girlfriend? What about that, Alan? She finds that while she's out shopping, she breaks down in tears, blurts out, "I knew it, I knew it." I don't know what it was that she knew. But then she spent $5,000 after she finds out and then leaves.
I'm wondering why at 10 o'clock in the morning on Memorial Day she's out shopping.
Alan, you know how much I hate to shop. I'd rather be beat with a stick than get in a mall.
It'd be smart for all these people that endorse him to stick with him. Tiger Woods a winner. He's come back before. He's under some great new treatment for his low back, and he said it's the best he's felt in years. On the L4, L5 reconstruction, I think he's going to come back. He's a winner. He's a life winner. He'll come back.
I hope you're right. I think while the internet's gone crazy making fun of him, I think for the most part, people are rooting for him. I mean, I am. Everybody I know knows someone that has had or has an alcohol or drug problem. Everybody has somebody in their family, a relative, a neighbor, a friend, with an alcohol or drug problem. And I just hope, because he is representative, yeah, he's an icon, people look up to him, that he can come through. And instead of mocking him and making fun of him right now, I think we should wish him the best and hope that he comes through. It's not as if, and Alan, I know this is going to shock you, but even when I prosecuted for a decade in inner city Atlanta, if somebody had a drug or alcohol problem, I would do my best to get them in treatment. When it got to be habitual violator status, when you have 3, 4, 5 and you're driving and endangering other people, you got to go to jail. But when you have a problem, you need help. Sadly, most people cannot afford it, and the state doesn't have the money to provide it because we're spending money on everything else but criminal justice. So I just hope he can make a comeback, because he is a hero to so many people, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's hear it, Alan Duke. You've been strangely silent.
I agree with you. And you look at the statement that he made as far as this goes. Perhaps a public relations person crafted this for him, not a lawyer necessarily. But he does seem to be, as we say, coming clean with this, admitting that he made a mistake and that he is going to do better. My question is, will he ever win on the golf course again? That has nothing to do with this. Everything to do with his determination and I guess his surgeon.
3 a.m. Okay, I told you, Alan, nothing good happens after midnight.
That is so 3
true. 3 a.m. He's out driving around. Can I just ask you, this guy is worth $740 million. Okay. How much is that house worth? I'm just curious. That's all I want to know. How much is it, like $85 million?
It's down near Mar-a-Lago. It's the home of the really, really wealthy people. He made $45.5 million last year for not playing golf, just for those endorsements we were talking about. So financially, I think he's just so far in another stratosphere.
His home has nothing to do with this one way or the other, but it was reportedly phenomenal. A $60 million home with a running track, a 4-hole golf course, 2 pools. Wow. His marriage to Ellen Nordegren occurred, I think, right after he had this home built. It's a hugely expensive home, like his hugely expensive divorce that cost him over $100 million. And now this, the home overlooks the Atlantic Ocean with huge windows and sea views. It's beautiful. And now his children and wife are no longer there. Heaped on it, a DUI arrest for Tiger Woods, the golf great. Let's see what happens. And again, if you're not there when a fire starts, who will be there to save your home? With SimpliSafe Home Security, your smoke detectors immediately alert emergency services at the first sign of a fire. Get 10% off your system today at simplisafe.com/Nancy. That's simplisafe.com/Nancy. With us today, Preston Halliburton and, of course, the Duke, Alan Duke. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend.